West Bread Technical Product Manager Justin Berg is our guest. Justin, how can a grower prepare against yield-robbing diseases?
Yeah, growers can prepare for those yield-robbing diseases by first identifying what diseases they will face on their farm, and secondly, making plans to address those diseases, whether that be through a pesticide application or changing their overall management of a field.
How about fertilizer? How can that give seedlings a boost?
You know, spring wheat will respond very nicely to an application of starter fertilizer. Phosphorus in particular doesn't move very well in these cold soils. So by placing some phosphorus with the seed, it will help them small seedlings grow out of the ground.
How can a seed treatment application protect against early season diseases and insects?
Yeah, with a product like RaxoPro or RaxoPro Shield, multiple modes of action give those wheat seedlings significantly higher control of our early season fungal diseases, such as Pythium. Also, with the addition of an insecticide in their seed treatment, we've seen drastic improvements in wheat stands when they were exposed to wireworms.
Why does timing matter so much when preparing to plant?
Yeah, most of the spring wheat will germinate in that 45 to 50 degree soil temperature range. So by waiting for that soil to warm up a little bit in the spring, it ensures those seedlings are not exposed to cold soils for long durations and causing some of that unneeded stress. Looking outside today, we're going to have plenty of moisture in the topsoil this year, so we shouldn't have any concerns there.
That's West Bread Technical Product Manager Justin Berg.